USA Votes 2016.
Welcome back. I'm Olivia.
And I'm Mark.
The night of all nights is still underway as Clinton and Trump continue to battle for the most powerful job in the world.
We continue to bring you up to date with the coverage on the latest news of the US elections.
As we sit tight awaiting the big results from major swing states, let's go over to the news with Josh Anderson Gray.
Thanks, Olivia. It has been confirmed that Virginia and Colorado have turned bright blue for Clinton, giving her 13 and 9 electoral votes consecutively. However, Donald Trump is still leading in the Electoral College vote. He has won the state of Ohio, which holds 18 ECVs, making him just under 100 college votes short of the presidency. Whoever has won Ohio has claimed the White House in every election since 1968. Republican John McCain has been re-elected as senator for Arizona after defeating Ann Kirkpatrick. Additionally, the Mexican peso has plummeted to record low levels compared to the US dollar. US stock were down nearly 2.7%. Wall Street has consistently sold off during the election season when Trump took the lead, with investors worried over his unpredictability and tough talk on global trade deals. Finally, Minnesota has elected Ilhan Omar as the first Somali-American legislator in US history. Back to you, Mark and Olivia.
Thank you very much there, Josh. And up in this next segment, we've got a lot to look forward to. We're going to be speaking to Jason Lewis, our Washington correspondent, very shortly. We've also got a man in Florida who is going to be speaking to us. We've also got a two-way with some of our experts in the newsroom from this evening. But first, let's speak to Jason Lewis. So, Jason, could you bring us up to date with what's going on over there?
Okay, so that big news about Ohio has given Trump a real boost in this mid-stage of the evening, up there now on 168 Electoral College votes. Clinton's plugged away a bit. She's got Virginia. Looks like that's snuck in for her. So that was going either way throughout the night. So that's gone to Clinton. We've also got Colorado set to go to add to Clinton's schedule. You've got to remember, there's 55 Electoral College votes coming in for California. That's almost certainly going to be a blue state. So if you add that on to Hillary's score at the minute, she will be in the lead. So that's got to come. It's all still to play for. I don't need to stress at this point, there is real sort of chance of Trump getting to the White House, but it's by no means a foregone conclusion. This is now effectively a neck and neck race. It's even from here on in, either one could win. It's head on the bookies, obviously favouring Trump because he's got the lead at the moment, but that means nothing because it's just as these votes come in, the tighter state's going to take longer to come in, and we're still waiting on Florida to come in, which is going to be a big signal for how this election goes.
So obviously the New York Times, they've reported that there is a 92% chance that Trump will now become president. I mean, that's a major statement that they've put forward. I mean, what do you think in terms of that?
There's just an air of caution with these sort of predictions, I think, just because depending how they've based that, is that just purely based on how the results have come out so far? As I say, there's still a lot to play for. These swing states, we don't really know how they're going to go because exit polls, as we know from Brexit, they are only a sort of an insight. They're not the full picture. So we're just going to have to sit tight, bite our fingernails, not as much as my American colleagues are in the room who are going to have no nails left by the end of the evening, I think. So it's going to be a long night. It's going to be a close night. And it could be a win for Donald Trump.
One last thing before you go, Jason. I was just interested in knowing what are some of the swing states that you think will be releasing their results in the next 20 minutes, half an hour?
It's hard to say whether it could be 20 minutes. We've been waiting on Florida for some time. It's been sat on 95% roughly on the projections for its vote, so that's still got to come in. Colorado still hasn't been completely confirmed, so we're still waiting for that. We've obviously got Pennsylvania still. So these small pieces of the puzzle all add up, and like every state is going to make a difference. Every vote does count in this election. It's going to be historic, whoever wins. we're just going to have to wait and see.
Thank you, Jason. We can confirm that the BBC has said Hillary has won in Colorado, but like Jason said, we're still waiting for results in Florida, which seems to have been an age, and Pennsylvania as well. But now, the next part of our segment, we're going to be speaking to Kaylee. And what's been going on with the latest...
Yeah, I think we want to, well, obviously, I think we want to expand on the impact that the stock market has had. Well, the impact on what this election has had on the stock market. We've seen the value of the dollar, the value of the Mexican peso drop severely, something similar to what we saw in Brexit. So, Kaylee, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, I think it was in fact expected that the global markets would respond this way, as Donald Trump's prospects of winning the presidency is rising. A report from the BNO earlier states that the dollar has fallen by 0.7% against the British pound, and the dollar has fallen over 10% to a record low of 20. Shocking, really. Gold has soared also 1.6% to $1,305, and the Mexican peso falls as Trump continues to win states. This is the biggest drop in roughly 20 years. Jeremy Cook of World First believes that worse is still to come for the markets. We are encouraged to keep an eye on the stock markets throughout the night.
Yeah, so again, that's just something we'd love... Everyone is completely stressing. It's just important to keep an eye on the stock markets. They can change. They fluctuate all the time. But it is very interesting to see. Yeah, of course. It's really interesting to see the impact that this election and campaign has had on the stock markets and finances in general, really.
Certainly. And now our political pundits, Bettina and Alistair, rejoin us in the studio. And we're going to be talking about some of the swing states results. So we've now had Ohio, which is a massive one. And that stat that I heard earlier, every president since 1968 that's been elected has won in Ohio. So that's is that saying something?
Well, I mean, it is a real bellwether state. I mean, it is historically one. I mean, it was... Out of all the states that were expected, Trump coming into this was expected to win Ohio. I mean, some of the demographics of it and a lot of the economic damage that's happened in the state meant that it was always one of the ones that people expected him to take. So in this election cycle, it hasn't been such a big surprise. But I mean, what Donald Trump has managed to do so far in the evening is pick off a lot of the sort of swing states that he absolutely needed to win to have a pathway. I mean, they haven't declared Florida yet, but I mean, that's looking with sort of nearly certainty to go to Donald Trump. And so that still gives Clinton sort of a route to victory. I mean, Pennsylvania is the next one we need to watch really, really carefully. I mean,
she's in the lead at the moment.
Yeah, and she has to be. I mean, that is a state that she has to win. Mm-hmm. And then if she does, then it gets more complicated after that point. I mean,
Arizona is another one.
Arizona, yeah. But I mean, Trump was banking on having that. So, I mean, that could be... So if we go through the next hour or so and we find that Trump's managed to get a surprise flip of either North Carolina, where he's leading at the moment, Michigan, or...
Wisconsin.
Minnesota.
Yeah.
If he
needs to win at least one of those. If he wins two of those, he's going to be in a very, very strong position. And then Hillary Clinton's going to need to steal another state back late in the evening to have a chance. And so that's when Arizona could become really, really interesting as a really important swing state.
So it's interesting what you've just mentioned there. And we have someone who will be very beneficial in engagement into this conversation. So we've got Josh Torres. He's a pundit in Florida. He's able to give us the latest developments in Florida. We think he'll be... Well, Josh, what is your opinion on what we've been saying?
You guys can hear me, right?
Yeah, of course. Hiya.
Well, actually, just as you were speaking about it, Florida has officially been declared for Trump as of 10:50. The Associated Press down here has officially called the race for Trump.
Okay.
Well, you hear it first. We are waiting for that over here to be confirmed by the BBC, but we did expect this state to go to Florida. And Josh, just be interested in hearing your reaction to what do you think, like, your state has gone for Donald Trump? That must be a massive shock.
Actually, to be 100% honest, just from what I've seen, especially over the last few weeks, it does not come as much as a surprise as, you know, you would think, you know, especially because over the last two elections, we have voted Democrat. But just over the last few weeks, I have seen it fall more in favor with Republicans. And one of the big things that I think really came into play was the fact that Donald Trump has had a lot more campaign rallies than Clinton has in the state over the last few weeks and months. And I think that's what really came into play here, is the fact that he has tried to make his presence known in this state more than Clinton has.
So, Alistair, I'd like to bring you in here. So I know that you said previously in history, of course, for example, what were we saying about the Ohio, how that has tended to be, the winner of that has gone on to become the president. In terms of the Florida, this, well, of course, what was necessarily not expected, do you feel like this is going to have a major impact on the election?
Well, I mean, absolutely. I mean, these were states that Trump absolutely had to win to build his sort of winning coalition of votes. And I mean, he's now put himself in a position that he only needs to pick off one or two more states to get there. I mean, those and looking at places, he's looking like he's doing very well in the polls in a couple of the sort of northern manufacturing heartlands, which obviously are resonating with his message more, which have traditionally been strongly Democrat. And obviously his message is resonating really strongly there. But I mean, the polls are still close enough. There's still only sort of half of the districts that are reported. And I mean, what happens in the next hour or so is going to define this presidency. I mean, I think probably in an hour we're going to feel pretty confident about who's going to win this race one way or another.
And Josh, bringing you in again, if we go out of Florida and look at the US as a nation, what do you think is going to be happening in terms of the results of the whole of America?
As a whole, it does appear that, I mean, the New York Times actually just reported that they are projecting Trump having anywhere between a 93 and a 94% chance of winning the presidency, especially with him taking Ohio. That was a very important state. And then now that he has officially taken Florida, I mean, it's becoming more and more likely. We're still kind of waiting for some of the western states to start reporting in on their results. But I mean, as it's starting to come, as the night rolls on, it's starting to become more and more likely that we will be seeing Donald Trump as the next president.
I mean, that is something
obviously
that we
picked we'll up. Have to kind of keep going and seeing what's going on. But as it's more and more likely, it will be happening.
Yeah, I mean, that is something that we picked up earlier. We did mention about the New York Times. Obviously, we are still confident that the election could still go either way. I mean, Trump hasn't necessarily got it in the bag just yet. We just wanted to say that obviously the Press Association has announced that Trump has taken Florida, also the Association Press. But again, as we'd like to say, the BBC has not yet made that official. So we're not yet reporting that as official.
Well, what I was going to move on to now is if we forget about Florida and moving on to some of these other states that we're talking about, what is the likelihood in these northern states like Wisconsin, Minnesota? They're going to start getting a lot of focus on them now. What do you think? How are they going to pan out for us?
Well, I think that Wisconsin and Michigan, right now Trump has a slight lead. Clinton could still take them. And again, if she doesn't, it will look more like a win for Trump. I think Pennsylvania still looks to be in favor of Clinton, and I think Minnesota as well. So I will say the same as Alistair. We have to, the next hour will be, we'll have to follow closely, and that might tell us, well, it will tell us the result.
Well, there you have it. We've got plenty more in store for you. The current scores on the doors at the moment in terms of official results is that Clinton is on 131 and Trump is on 168. That hasn't included the latest in Florida yet. But in the meantime, before we round off then go over to TV, we're just going to talk about a few things that Fox News have been saying earlier on their channel. And we were looking at one of the things they were saying, and it was saying that the Senate is now going to be a Republican Senate, and that's quite a big thing, because whether Clinton or Trump wins, that's really going to affect how their presidency runs, isn't it?
No, well, absolutely. I mean, Trump's going to find himself in a fantastic situation if he does win, that he's going to have both branches of the government in his favour, and he's going to find himself being able to vote and put through whatever programmes he wants to, and there's going to be no checks.
Well, thank you very much for that. I mean, that's another topic which is very, very interesting, and it's something that we'd like to discuss later. But unfortunately, it's time now to pass it over to TV. They've got the latest for you there.
We'll see you in 15 minutes.
USA Votes 2016.